Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome and thank you for joining us this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on a section of Psalm 119, verses 49 to 56, with the heading Zion. Remember your word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life. The insolent utterly deride me, but I do not turn away from your law. When I think of your rules from of old, I take comfort, O Lord. Hot indignation seizes me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my sojourning. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and keep your law. This blessing has fallen to me, that I have kept your precepts. As I reflected on this psalm today, I realized again just how succinctly God's word can reflect so many aspects of our lives as Christians today. Afflictions, wicked people, the need for comfort, and blessings from the Lord, especially His word and the faith He creates in us. The timelessness of the Scriptures is truly amazing, and it's sad to think that so many people reject that truth, reject the comfort and hope that is ours. What else can you cling to in this world that is forever true and consistent? What real hope is there in anything that imperfect man attempts to build or publish that isn't temporary? Nothing but the Word of God is forever, and it provides eternal comfort to every downtrodden, anguished, and frightened sinner saint. In faith, the author of this psalm today confidently demands that God remember his promises to him. Not demanding as in, do this or else, but by being bold enough to approach God with his concerns and petitions, and being so sure, not of his own words, but of the word of the Lord, that he can count on the Lord to hear and remember. The psalmist is a simple servant, like each of us believers today, trusting God, who has promised to always be with him, provide for him, lead him, and love him, just as he did all these things for his people previously and continues to do for us in this age. David knew the word of God, which had been written down by Moses, and that is what gives him comfort now. I don't think we can underestimate the power of the Scriptures for people through all time and place. It wasn't by anything that man has ever done or could do that we should see the blessings of our Lord. God created and cared for Adam and Eve. God provided direction, rescue, and descendants to Noah. He provided freedom, food, and deliverance through the Red Sea to the Israelites, kingship and strength to Samuel, beauty and influence to Esther, healing and great joy to Job, wisdom and authority to Solomon, guidance, status, protection, comfort, and poetic influence to David. All of these things God gave to his people out of his great mercy and love, and through his word. Free gifts of faith, to which was counted as righteousness before the Lord himself. We can count on God's word. It is firm. It can never be shaken. It never changes. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. Psalm 33, verse 4. It has been given to us for our own good, so that we might know and understand God's mercy, his power, his grace and forgiveness for everlasting life, and for our comfort now, especially when we are faced with trials and afflictions. So asking God to remember all of his promises to us is totally expected. God is pleased to hear our prayers, even when we are struggling with anger and indignation against the wicked, when our insides are burning with indignation against those who break God's rules. And really, since there is not one person on earth without sin, it is good and right to appeal to God, the highest authority, for help with such issues, because it isn't just the offender who needs correction from God, but also us who seriously needs God's blessings of patience, endurance, and sometimes protection. Indignation against the wicked can take over our minds and our hearts if left to our own weak devices and coping mechanisms. The psalmist today, in going to God with his worries, recognizes that it isn't the sinner he is frustrated with so much as the root of the sin, which is Satan himself, a far bigger threat. We all know that the Word of God, which we hold dear, the law and the gospel of Christ Jesus, pretty much flies in the face of much of the world today and is met with quite a degree of offense and division, if not outright hostility. While evil and deviant behaviors are becoming more and more acceptable in the world, Christianity and the loving Word of God is increasingly met with intolerance and hatred. Yet still, the Word, Christ crucified for our salvation, remains our comfort. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. God's Word is the music of the Christian's heart, a song that speaks to our very souls, causing us to reflect on God's good grace and mercy. So, while we sojourn here amidst sadness and struggles, like comforting a crying baby by softly singing to them a gentle lullaby, the music of God's Word soothes our souls, refreshes our outlook, and prompts us to keep our focus on Him rather than the world. Our house is not the world. Our house is with Christ and His Word until we are in heaven. This is the real peace and joy we find even now as we go through the bumps of life, that by this faith which God has given us, we can always find comfort and hope in His Word. Devotion to God's Word is a blessing which has fallen to us, not by accident or as a reward for anything we've done, but by God's design, a benefit to each believer because of His steadfast love and unending grace and mercy. The Lord our God has loved us from the beginning of time and will love us forever. In the words of Jeremiah the prophet, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in Him." Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 to 24. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, You know our needs. You hear our groanings when we feel lost, frightened, angry, and alone. Remember Your promise that You will always be with us and comfort us with Your word of hope of everlasting life with You in heaven beyond this veil of tears. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions, or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.